close the phone. It's on right now, you idiots.
Producing.
Hi, everyone out there. Welcome to the Soul Safari. Another Sunday evening in Tamaki Makaurau.
I did pretty
just starting
well.
The track out with something a little bit different with a track from DJ Shadow. Let's take it away.
I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in history. You know, I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too.
Dr. Velcro, you're with Nate and Dr. Velcro on the Planet 104.6 FM. The Soul Safari. Tonight's theme is all about sampling, and who better to demonstrate their sampling prowess than DJ Shadow. Kind of came into his own in the late 90s with his track, with his album introducing DJ Shadow. This is the track Building Steam with a Grain of Salt, which I guess is kind of reflects his way of building tracks with all these individual samples. So we're going to take a little bit of a trip through sample land, a little bit of history, a little bit of a few classic tracks. Let's put the man on. You there? You there?
Originals.
Hey, let's hear that again, Dr. Velcro. I think we got you.
Yeah, kia ora listeners. Good to be back. And, digging through some old tracks, some classics, some well cut up tracks, and discover some new stuff.
Nice. Let's play out this DJ Shadow intro, and then we'll get back into it, starting with something from. From the 40s, of all places where I guess modern sampling in a sense kind of began. We'll be back with you in a minute.
continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, you know, like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming. The music's coming through me. The music's coming through. The music's coming through. The music's coming through. The music's coming through.
Yes, that's right. It's Universal President Donald Double D. Trump, and I totally endorse Nate and the Soul Safari right here on 104.6 Planet FM, Auckland City. Let's make radio great again.
Train sounds there from French composer Pierre Schaeffer from the 1940s. It's from a track called Etude au Chemin de Fer, 1948. As I said, early example of sampling in one way. He cut pieces of audio tape, spliced them together and looped them together to create new compositions, create rhythms, and that's kind of where sampling began. And here a little bit more, actually. I think a number of these train samples have turned up in other tracks. Let's have a little bit more of a listen to Pierre Schaeffer. Following on from the cut and paste, I guess, music of Pierre Schaeffer is Doctor Who theme. I guess that's where it really came into prominence internationally, with an Australian composer, Ron Grainer, and you can just hear it coming in underneath me now, who worked with a musician called Delia Derbyshire at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.
Classic synth use, sort of a pin synthesizer. You use a sort of a flat patch bay whereby you would pin various oscillators and the like, and sort of combine sounds and sort of a manual, I guess, analog, early analog synth. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, and then I guess to get it all together on one track, because it's multi-tracking, isn't it? Major thing, you kind of had to splice cassette tape.
Yeah, very interesting.
Together over the top of each other. But yeah, it's pretty cool. As we begin to move into the more modern era, I'm not on at all. It's all going crazy today. Let's stop that. Let's get the mics back working again. This is why it's community access radio. They'll let anyone up here. Am I right?
Well, you're in the hot seat, so.
Yeah, man. You know, tough time of year. We're all a little stressed. A lot going on. Family stuff, Christmas stuff. Work stuff. Anyway, what I was going to say was, you know, the cut and paste gave way to the diskette, the Fairlight, invented in 1979 in a suburb of Sydney, of all things. And I guess amongst the prominent users who grabbed onto it pretty quickly was, people like Herbie Hancock, but also like this person a little bit. See if you can pick it out. I can't really. But anyway, the Fairlight, things were recorded onto discs, sounds were recorded onto discs, fed into the Fairlight. They could be multi-tracked, they could be remixed, they could be messed around with for the first time in history. And if you Google Fairlight and Stevie Wonder, you just get a seemingly endless collection of hits.
Until the break of dawn, we'll be coming and down.
Dr. Velcro was just taking a look at the cost of a Fairlight. Sounds like not a lot's changed.
Yeah, I think basically the same, or and if not more. £15,000 to about £112,000 price range. Crazy.
I'm guessing things must change. I'm sure you're not putting in floppy disks anymore. But still, it seems like a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the one of those examples of early touchscreen technology whereby a user would alter waveform shapes on a screen with a stylus. We're pretty good, interesting stuff. Full-range keyboard, or, well, 74 keys anyway, and sort of semi-velocity weighted.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really interesting. And continuing with the Fairlight, when the Fairlight 2 came out, a bunch of pre-programmed sounds came out. And when we want to, if we want to, we're starting to bring this back to hip hop, where I guess this is kind of going. Ultimately, you started to get these samples, which came with the sampler, rather than you having to go and record everything. And there's a couple of really famous ones. There's ORCH5, which is an orchestral stab, and there's also one called R1, which was a type of keyboard sound, and. I think you'll be pretty familiar with the orchestral stab. Just in a second, when old Stevie Wonder plays out, we'll play you a classic early hip-hop track from Africa Bombada called Planet Rock, where maybe some criminal convictions could have been laid for the overuse of the Fairlight 2 ORCH5. Orchestral stab. We'll hear that shortly.
The Zulu Nation, get yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funky. Just get on down. Their bottles getting so funky out here. Yeah, just hit
it. Start to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body straight. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love, life, live.
Come play.
The game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free.
although we've got near criminal use of that orchestral stab in Planet Rock by Africa Mon Mata, mind you, you know, we always forgive the early ones, right? It also, this era also sees the advent on more commercially available and easy to use samplers such as the SP-1200 and then the Echo range of MPCs, which is still around today. And I suspect that maybe while that stab is there from the Fairlight, the use of Kraftwerk samples.
Yeah, we've got some Kraftwerk, and then no less than five tracks, The Mexican by Babe Ruth, Numbers by Kraftwerk, multiple elements in that, of course, the Fairlight, Orchestral 5 hit, and Super Spawn, Captain Sky, so a few different little bits and pieces cut out of those tracks, and obviously Trans-Europe Express, if you're a early electronic music fan.
If anyone wants to check out a bit more of the rhythm there from the incredible Bongo Bands track Apache, there was at one point an entire documentary about it on Netflix. Not out on Netflix, it's probably there on YouTube or floating around the internet somewhere where you can find it. Yeah, I guess we're at the point where we start to get heavy, heavy sampling of, you know, tracks going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s that start to make their way into hip-hop, and I guess that's where we're starting in a bit more of a freeform show. We're going to play a bunch of tracks now that have been heavily sampled over the years, and use your ears, use your mind, make some connections, maybe have a listen and think about where you might have heard them before.
Just take the phone and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. And Bob just get so fucking out, hit me.
Other pieces of the world.
Where's the message of our world?
Men, women, boys, and girls.
Hey, our planet rock is a work.
Get on it. You got the groove.
Move. Shagoon, do, shagoon. Shot. Feel the groove.
Feel it.
Do what you want to, but you know you got to be
cool and boogie.
Out on the floor.
Go down. Bring it low.
To the ground.
Everybody just rockin', don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop.
Keep thinking and talking,
working all around the clock.
Everybody just rockin', don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop.
Keep thinking and talking,
working all around the clock.
Everybody gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't.
the background, we've got playing the Winstons with Amen Brother, the most sampled track of all time with over 6,600 registered official uses of the track, with all the big names, probably one of the most famous NWA Straight Outta Compton, which we may not play, but a massive drum break, sped up, chopped up, sampled. Nine Inch Nails used it. Freaking Oasis has used it on a track with a live drummer. Yeah. All sorts of people. And you know what? They got paid nothing.
Yeah. Kind of spawning, even spawning whole genres, thinking about jungle, drum and bass, you know, just crazy.
Yeah, totally. It's madness. Madness.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, from the gang called Niggas with Attitudes.
We just had a very interesting question from the brother to my right. Yeah, it might be a little bit explicit, but this is that Amen break in full effect, sped up. Going nuts. We might change that up a bit. I might, you get the vibe, I'm sure. We'll turn up for a little bit and then we might, move it into something a little less, full on. With Dove by Samandi. Well, we sort out a few technical difficulties here. Anyway, a little bit of Straight Outta Compton and then a little bit of the 1970s London-based funk group Samandi, also heavily sampled in the 80s and 90s in particularly East Coast hip-hop, I believe. Crazy as fuck. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is...
Oh my God, I know what it's doing. It's playing it off my... Okay, I think we've lost you all. I think we forgot to turn off the mics. We've lost the music. Everything's going a bit nuts tonight on the Soul Safari. You know, that's what makes it interesting, I guess. It's a bit of a jungle out there and we're right in the middle of it. So talking about samples, just pretend that everything you've heard lately is something. You got anything to say, Ken?
Yeah, just not too bad. Just kind of an interesting digging through a few old things. Would be sort of remiss of us not to mention some of the classic luminaries, thinking about Snap, Turbo B, these sorts of interesting people were early pioneers of the sampling scene. Also, samples massively used in movies, which is kind of interesting. You think about Amen Break being used in the Futurama animated TV show.
Yes, I saw that while I was doing that research as well.
So, just so too many names to mention, just really incredible sort of patchwork of lineage there of sample use.
What do you want to play next? Dear Dr. Velcro, I can see a bunch of stuff here. Isaac Hayes, Hyperbolic.
Yeah, check that on.
Symbolism.
I'll leave it to you, dear listener, to figure out which track is sampled this one.
Make a few connections with this number. Ronnie Hudson, West Coast Pop, Lock It.
Yep, nice connections there. Some if you're a fan of sort of mid to late 90s hip hop, you would know that from the California Love. Used that, and a nice connection there with Zapp and Troutman. So Rough, So Tough Out Here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, California Love, that's what it says to me. California. No doubt about it.
Boys, that's cool,
that's cool,
clean and mean. You get it right on, cuz.
So rough, so tough, out here. boogie and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty.